Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to a special team of veterans from the United States and Britain who are walking more than 1,600 kilometers across the United States. The Walk of America team is hoping to raise awareness about veterans' issues.
You know, if we can reach our hand down and help them get out of those dark places, that's what we want to do. And we want to create the awareness. So what better platform to do than a walk across America?
We'll meet the Walk of America team and hear about their journey on this week's American Cafe. This week, we want you to meet two members of a very special team. They are combat veterans walking more than 1,600 kilometers across the United States to raise awareness about veterans' issues. Kemsley Whittlesey from Britain, known as Kems, served 15 years in the Royal Signals. Multiple shoulder injuries have forced him to cut his military career short. Larry Hinkle is a former U.S. Marine who served aboard the USS Cole after it was attacked in Yemen. He also served in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in Iraq. Both men are part of the Walk of America team, made up of three vets from the U.K. and three American vets, who are hoping to raise awareness and money for veterans in their countries. I spoke to them as they were preparing for the final legs of their journey. What got you motivated to be involved in this walk? Kems, we'll start with you, and then Larry will go to you.
Awesome. So for me, I've wanted to raise awareness for people with mental health problems and let them know that it's okay to speak out. I've had quite a few friends that have killed themselves, unfortunately, and it's getting to the point where there's more that have killed themselves than, you know, than when we've been on tour. So for me, I just want to sort of spread the awareness and raise some funds for it and help the charities that are helping us.
Larry, what about you? What's your motivation for doing this walk?
Definitely, you know, mine's in the same light as Kim's here. Unfortunately, I think, you know, so many of us that have deployed a few times, we've lost a number of friends after we get back from those deployments. And personally, I've lost more friends to suicide than I did in combat. So if there's one life that we can save off of this expedition alone, then, you know, that's what we're here for, first and foremost. But two, it's to bring awareness to the veterans out there that are struggling right now that may be in those dark places. You know, if we can reach our hand down and help them get out of those dark places, that's what we want to do. And we want to create the awareness to do so. And we also want to create, you know, the funding to do so. So what better platform to do than a walk across America?
What has been the biggest challenge for you all on this walk? It started in Los Angeles. It's going to end in New York. Now, we should make clear, you're not walking entirely across the entire country, the, you know, 4,800 kilometers, but you are walking a significant chunk of it. What has been the toughest part for you all, and what has been the most rewarding? That's my third question for both of you. We'll start with Kems, and Larry will go to you.
The hardest bit for me is probably now, knowing that we're almost finished and that it's coming to an end, and, you know, I'm not going to get to wake up to his ugly face every morning. It's, you know, because it's become a bit of a family. So for me, yeah, that's really the toughest part, going back to the UK and going back to normal day-to-day life.
Yeah. Definitely. I would kind of say the same thing. If I remember thinking back, probably at the beginning, the first couple of weeks were pretty tough, you know, getting all the aches and pains out. But when it was raining, that was really tough, trying to keep your foot admin under control, and I got some pretty severe hot spots from it, but for the most part, I think it is coming to an end, and that's as much as we want to accomplish the mission and finish the 1,000 miles, it is going to be bittersweet saying goodbye to our family here, for sure.
And this is an ongoing work, because both of you have mentioned that you've lost friends to suicide. I believe the statistics are that there's 22 veterans that commit suicide every day in the United States alone. How do you hope this walk and the awareness that you're raising helps veterans and helps those who hope to help veterans?
I mean, ultimately, to to stop people from killing themselves is the main thing. But I mean, for us, it's to raise the awareness and it's to raise the funds, because obviously the charities that we're working with, they're non-profits, so it's people's donations that are helping to support the veterans that need the help.
Yeah, and absolutely. Personally, you know, it's the non-profits that kind of helped me realize that, you know, giving back and surrounding myself with the people that understand me the most, being, you know, veterans and my family, it was the non-profits that kind of brought that to life for me. So seeing just a post on social media is what kind of brought me out of it. And that, you know, this is a big social media platform that we're on right now. And if it can reach one veteran, you know, a video or a story on Instagram, to kind of help them out of the place, then, you know, that's absolutely what we're here for.
I should mention you've been places like Mount Rushmore in New Orleans and several other places in the country that are very, very well known. What's been the funniest thing that has happened on this walk?
Oh, there's too many.
Yeah. Kim stepped on a rattlesnake.
Where was that? Was that in Arizona somewhere or out in Texas? Where was that?
Palomar Mountain.
Yeah, California. But we've had some awesome times. We've had Dr. Jill Biden came out with this. She walked along with us. Her husband came out, and we had a good time. They brought their grandchildren. So it wasn't just some social media stunt. They genuinely, you know, wanted to be there, and it was really good meeting them.
I think seeing, as Dr. Biden would call him, her plus one, you know, the vice president, taking us to the Gateway Arch with the grandkids, with both kids, just seeing him kind of operate just how he is normally, and the grandkids saying, no, that's how he is every day, you know, walking up to people, taking selfies with them, and just great guy, having fun. And I think that's one of the most memorable moments. That and seeing a bear, a grizzly bear, swim in the Grand Tetons in a lake.
That
was pretty cool.
What has the support of your comrades and the support team meant to you guys?
Well, everything. I mean, we wouldn't get through it, you know, day to day. Cause not only is it sort of them carrying water for us and stopping off and getting us to the next place, but for morale as well, we've had some really funny people that have joined the team. And they've made, you know, the harder days much, but much better.
Yeah. When you can laugh. As a matter of fact, we're leaving Columbus, Ohio, right now, and the humidity is really thick here, so thick you could chew it almost. And just being out there cutting up, having fun, laughing, and kind of takes your mind off of those things. Our support team and, you know, all of our generous sponsors have kind of made it easy for us to operate. You know, the walking's the easy part. It's the logistics and all that stuff that, you know, I definitely,
there's I wouldn't want that job.
A lot of moving parts for sure.
Gentlemen, have I left anything out you think my audience needs to know?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. If anyone wants to come visit us, we're going to be on the 31st of August. We're going to be at Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. at 4 p.m. We encourage anybody that wants to come out and meet us, shake hands, hug our necks, whatever.
And
that'll be on Friday.
And when we finish on the 6th of September, 2:30, we're going to be at the Queen Elizabeth II Memorial Gardens, which is going to be a big sort of media event. We're going to have a good celebration for us finishing the whole walk. But, you know, people can go visit our social media, which is walkofamerica.com. There's a live tracker on there, and they can donate. They can read about us and see some of the pictures, you know, of the views that we've seen, stuff like that. That'd be awesome.
And just so everybody knows, it's you know, our sponsors fund this whole expedition. That way all the donations do go strictly to the charities that are going to focus on veteran mental health. And, you know, it's Prince Harry's vision, our patron from the UK, that, you know, we fight together, we're in the same foxholes together, we need to recover and heal together as well afterwards.
The Walk of America is affiliated with Walk with the Wounded, a charity that helps vulnerable veterans reintegrate into society and find sustainable employment. If you would like to learn more and see some photos of the team and their route, we will have links on our Facebook page. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.